And with us in our CBS News anchor booth above the convention floor now is Miss Kirkpatrick, Ambassador Kirkpatrick. Congratulations on a speech that has everybody in the convention hall talking. What does it say about the Republican Party, however, when they want to go to a woman for a major foreign policy speech if they go to a Democrat?
I don't know. I guess I think that it simply says the president made a decision to send me to the UN 3.5 years ago, and that's because he likes the way I talk about foreign policy, some of the time at least. And
well, there was some, you're a registered Democrat.
Sure.
You intend to remain a registered Democrat?
Well, I haven't changed party.
There's been some talk that you might do that at this convention.
I don't have any such plans.
Well, we know how you stand on foreign policy. What about domestic policy? Describe yourself when it comes to domestic policy, what you believe in, what you care about.
Well, I care about a society which works, which provides decent to a good standard of living for everybody and a minimum standard of living for everybody, which people care about each other, which we have strong voluntary institutions. I would call myself a kind of a welfare state liberal on domestic affairs, in fact, and kind of I don't know what, in foreign policy.
Would you agree with an assessment that said that you were very hard on Walter Mondale tonight when it came to foreign policy in your address?
You know, I read the Democratic platform very, very carefully, and I read all the speeches, and I know him, of course. I read his speech, and I read a number of his speeches. I listened to the debates during the nomination, and I sure wouldn't say that I was either unfair or too hard on him. No, I don't think so.
You think?
And I wouldn't want to be either.
You think? Do you really think the world's a safer place?
Yes, I really do.
Now that Ronald Reagan is president?
I think the world is a safer place because I believe, you know, John Kennedy used to talk about the temptations and the provocations of weakness. And I think those are real, and I think we fell into that during the Carter years, both sort of weakness and vacillation. And I really believe that the restoration of our strength is a very important factor in making the world safer for us and for the other democratic nations, in fact.
We continually hear talk that President Reagan neither knows much about foreign policy nor is very interested in foreign policy. You have a long reputation for straight, candid talk. Is that true or not?
It's not true. I never have spoken more honestly or directly in my life than in saying it is just simply not true. I know a great deal about the president's views about foreign policy and his information about foreign policy. The fact is that he is very well informed. He is deeply interested in foreign affairs. Anybody who believes he is not is just simply mistaken.
If he's deeply informed about foreign affairs and cares about them, how could he even joke about bombers being on the way to the Soviet Union?
You know, I don't know anything about that, and I'm not trying to beg that question. I was out of the country. I have not seen the president since that happened. I didn't hear about it, and I don't know anything about those circumstances.
Is that characteristic of him, and is it revealing?
Well, I've never heard him make such a comment. It's certainly not characteristic of him in any kind of discussion of foreign affairs, serious or policymaking discussion, which is where I see him.
I want to give you a chance to answer, it's not an accusation, answer an assessment made of you that is very popular in print and among broadcasters, and that is that you are the principal architect of Reagan policy in Central America.
Right. It's just not so, you know. I really, truly don't understand why people keep saying that, because it's not true. And I say it's not true all the time. The Secretary of State and the State Department are the principal architects of our Central American policy. They always have been. I really don't understand why people keep saying that, you know? It's just false. There are a couple of things I have played a significant role on Central American policy, and I'll tell you what they are. They both followed on the period when the President sent me to Central America on a special mission for him. One was the establishment of the Bipartisan Commission, which, quite frankly, I worked with Scoop Jackson and Judge Clark and the President in the establishment of. Scoop and I did a lot of talking about that. And two was the whole support for the Contador process, which I thought was a very important move. The which involved the United States standing aside and supporting a regional process in which the Latin Americans decided for themselves. Those are truly the only two instances in this administration that I think my advice has been really very influential about Central American policy.
General Ambassador, I know that you, as is the case with myself and any number of other people, you have a young son.
I have three young sons.
I cannot believe that you, any more than I or other Americans, want to see those sons in combat in Central America.
That's for sure.
Now, you are perfectly aware that any number of people in this country who like Ronald Reagan, maybe even intend to vote for Ronald Reagan, say, I am scared to death he's going to get us in a war in Central America.
Well, I think that's... I tried to address that in my speech, in fact. I think that's just plain wrong. It's true. I have three sons in their early 20s. And I don't think there's any... It's not possible to care more about peace than I do, and in fact. And I believe that what we need to do in Central America is very much what we need to do in the Middle East and in some African situations, in Europe and Asia, and that is to help other people help themselves. By doing that, then we never will be involved in, you know, crisis situations where there will ever be any danger of the United States itself getting into combat. I really believe that's the best way to stay out of combat, by helping them help themselves to stave off, you know, Cuban and Soviet subversion.
Including helping the military?
Oh, sure, of course. Listen, if you've got armed guerrillas, if you had an armed robber right here now with you, you might want a little military help from your local policeman, you know. I mean, you wouldn't at that point simply want to try to negotiate your way out. You'd probably want an armed, you know, a policeman standing by. I would, anyway. If I've got, you know, if I'm under violent attack, then I would like to have some arms with which to protect myself against the arms of other people. Not, you know, not us do it, but them do it. Help them help themselves, protect themselves.
Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick, thank you very much for being with us again. Congratulations on a well-delivered address to this Republican National Convention.